If we have federal legislation in place that pays higher minimum wage for hardworking individuals, many being single parents, pay women the same wage as men doing the same job, and ensure the daycare is affordable and reasonable, I believe it will help families build a better life for themselves and their children.
Sandra McKinley of Albany, one of the local voices heard as part of the When Women Succeed, America Succeeds tour. McKinley shared her tale of being a single mom trying to better herself while raising four sons, forced to leave them home alone while she worked a night shift job unable to afford child care. Albany's first female mayor, Kathy Sheehan, says the changes Pelosi hopes to effect are critical for cities like Albany, where 30% of children live in poverty and the high school graduation rate is an abysmal 50%.
We need to have strong families. We need to make sure that women earn as much as their male counterparts for doing the same jobs. We have to raise the minimum wage above where it is. And all of those things will help to turn where we are now in the right direction.
Pelosi says the bus tour's triple agenda is 17 votes short of becoming law. Albany City Councilwoman Dorsey Appleer says the movement is gaining traction. She gets a lot of calls from single moms struggling to survive.
When women succeed, we have more progressive policies in place. We have young people who grow up to be more productive members in society. And so I'm so thankful to be a part of this opportunity. And I'm thankful for Congressman Tonko for, as a man and as a congressman, standing behind this notion that we need to support and invest in our women.
From the podium, Congressman Paul Tonko, who was scheduled to fundraise with the Democratic leader after hosting the public event, pushed the concept of equal pay for equal work and hiking the minimum wage.
To bring strength to our economy by empowering every household, because we will empower women and that will strengthen the economy.
The four-day bus tour wraps up midweek in Chicago. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.